everybody, and welcome back to a special edition of the Enterprise Dish. As you can see, Rick and I are actually hanging out together in person, and we are in Chicago at VeeamON. And Rick, what can you tell me, why are you at VeeamON?
Well, VeeamON is a huge commitment to Veeam as a company and to the whole product team. This is a really big endeavor. My team, the product strategy team, you've had some of my team on, and you've got my boss on tomorrow. This is what it's all about, the mind share of our technical partners and end users. We try to give them what they need to let them know where we are going and the capabilities we have and we'll be releasing as well. And we just get flooded with the technical people. I feel bad because like I can never give a big enough breakout room to the technical things. I got people on the floor, people on the table, on the ceiling. It's crazy.
Yeah, and so we are at VeeamON, which is Rick's company. Well, not Rick's own company.
No.
Obviously, he works for Veeam. But you guys have explosive growth. And I'm not just trying to put Veeam on a pedestal, but they realistically have been what typically is known as a hockey stick type style growth. And this conference actually used to be kind of a global thing, and they're making it, correct me if I'm wrong, this is more like a North America one. And it's almost as big as what their previous global shows were, because you guys have like 300,000 customers now?
Correct. We did pass north of 300,000 customers. And, you know, when we look at this event, there's a couple of things. We did contract it a little bit. You know, it's weird. We always grow, but we actually intentionally contract it a little bit. Because one reason, and I'm work on the team that helps deliver this, is we have these very successful VeeamON forum and tours around the world.
Sure.
Now, this is by far the flagship event. It's the first one of the year. We bring the whole team, you know, everyone's here, basically about 10% of our people are here. And we really put a lot into it. Most of it we do correctly or completely on our own. So it's a huge investment. But yeah, we are targeting this particular Chicago event to more of an Americas event. And then we go big in EMEA and then in APJ as well. And you guys will see me there from the rest of this year for sure.
Yeah. And if you guys haven't heard of VeeamON, we are sitting in the expo hall. And just to give you kind of a flavor of the companies that are here, I'm looking at a booth from Microsoft, Hewlett Packard Enterprise, Cisco, VMware, IBM. I mean, this is very much an industry event. This is the fourth year?
Correct. Well, it's the fourth event.
Fourth event.
We did not do one in 2016 because we sales made it very clear, do not do it in Q4. So we went from a Q4 event to a Q2 event.
Okay.
And so we replaced it on the calendar to the May timeframe. But yeah, you know, it is the industry. You know, this availability topic is very broadly applicable to the brands you mentioned. We have over 50 sponsors. IBM, another one of the household names that are here.
Yeah. Nutanix.
NetApp.
Everybody's here.
You know, you just keep looking, you find different brands, and there's over 50 of them. And the reason that works, and honestly, this is not a huge event, you know, but the reason why that works is that Veeam takes partnerships really seriously. I'd like to say that it's in our DNA.
Yeah.
So Veeam takes partnerships in our DNA so seriously. You know, the way we sell through the channel, the way we have alliance partners, like some of the ones we just rambled off, the way we have reseller partners, service provider partners, distribution partners, professional service partners, integration partners. I'm missing a partner.
Yeah.
All of those partners.
And so there's a couple reasons why we are here. One, we like the interviews and all that stuff. But for me personally, this is kind of one of my baptism events that I like to call throughout the year. Because anybody who reads and watches what I do a lot of Microsoft stuff. And Microsoft very much has their own flavor and spin on reality.
Right.
But when you come to an event like this, you really get to see the other side of the world. You get to talk to people who are in the trenches. You really understand what's happening in the enterprise. And I go to something like this, I'll go to a couple HPE events, and it really kind of helps round out what is actually happening in the world, because Microsoft will tell you that cloud is the only thing happening right now, and yet 60 to 70% of the spend right now is still on premises.
Yeah, you know, and you bring up an interesting point, because one of the things I do, among the many things I do, is the product strategy team at Veeam, the lack of a better word, administers the Veeam Vanguard program, which is our influencer program, a la MVP, a la VXpert, et cetera. And, you know, it gets real interesting when we bring different influencers, lack of a better word,
sure,
together. If you get like Hyper-V people talking to VMware people, a lot of times they kind of gravitate to the same problem.
Even though they're mortal enemies.
Exactly. And then you get people who have expertise in what Veeam does in the storage of a number of the different household brands of storage. Some of the same phenomenas bubble up.
Sure.
So we are this weird kind of Switzerland, lack of a better word, in the data center. That kind of connects everything, and you know, given that our HQ, global HQ, is in Bar, Switzerland, it's rather fitting.
Yeah.
But that's actually one of the things that really I like best about the Vanguard program, because I get to like mix these chasms that are very hard to do organically.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So Rick, since we are at VeeamON, what are we here for? You guys had a big keynote this morning. You talked a lot about hyper availability, kind of taking this next 3 to 5 year step, but you know, down in the dirt, why are we here today?
Well, we are here because data is valuable, simply put. And it implies so many things from that. Organizations build their business around it, and it's implied that it needs to be available. So that's where that hyper-availability message comes in. And I like to kind of tear that apart and look specifically at the 5 stages of intelligent data management that Danny Allen presented today, which was the first time we took this public.
Okay.
And I love it.
Sure.
And it's a progression from the first step, which is backup. And everything we do starts there. You know, that is the primitive motion in the Veeam ideology that will open up these capabilities onward. So from backup to aggregation to visibility to orchestration to automation, this journey to intelligent data management has one or more areas that apply to an organization and how you get there. So I say some organizations are actually completely fine with backup, and that's fine.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
50 cents.
I'll buy in. You say intelligent data management, can you dive into that for a second?
Yeah, so intelligent means that we're allowing organizations to apply their business requirements, their business rules, to what happens to things.
Okay.
So that's not really a dive in, so let me give you an example. In fact, I want to take part of the breakout I did this morning. One of the breakouts I did was on our new Veeam Availability Orchestrator product, which that actually hits a lot on step number 4 for orchestration. I mean, the use cases are kind of forgetting about virtual machines and storage and networks and sites and things like that. And what do organizations really care about, Brad? They care about apps.
Right.
So flip all of that around and make it an application specific approach. And so what I talked about was, actually took the first part of my session this morning, I explained a fictitious company. We call it Aperture Labs. It's much like the Contoso or Northwind Traders that Microsoft used to do. We stole that straight from Microsoft.
Yep.
But I told the story of what Aperture Labs does. And I told the story about a critical app called SilverGlow. SilverGlow is a application that removes particles from raw silver to make it shiny.
Okay.
It talks to industrial equipment. Again, a use case.
Yep.
How we get that done for something like orchestrated DR involves virtual machines, networks, and storage. But when I talk about it more about, what did I call it? SilverGlow or SilverShine? I think I called it Silver Glove.
you can call it whatever you want.
See, actually, I got called out in the session because I thought you said it was Silver Glow. And I'm like, oh, whatever. Silver Shine. you feel where I'm going with it. I make my sample applications of an element and a noun.
Gotcha.
Silicon Lift.
Yep.
You know, you can make some kind of cool.
Silicon Lift. Sounds like a
Carbon Crunch. You know, you can have some fun with it. But anyways, Silver Shine is an app that the organization cares about. And they need to keep it available, and their business expects that it is available off-site, full-blown, orchestrated DR. That's the expectation of the business. So intelligently, what we're doing with Veeam products, and specifically with Veeam Availability Orchestrator, is we're applying logic all the way back to the VMware virtual machine, using things like tags and categories to say, hey, this is an application called SilverShine, and it is important, and it is subject to orchestrated, full-blown DR. I will make sure that this Veeam Availability Orchestrator will make sure that this app is ready to go when you need it.
Gotcha.
The DR, and you have the ability to do tests. Like if you need to change it from being a multi-tiered app that has a database and 3 web servers, if you need to scale it to have 4 web servers and 2 databases,
sure.
wouldn't it be great to test that and know it's going to go well?
Yeah.
So we have an environment and a framework so that the application can do this without any issue. So that's an example of intelligently approaching a capability like disaster recovery in terms of what organizations really care about, their apps, to make everybody happy. Because when you start like doing this with application and infrastructure people, it can get interesting, right?
Yeah, no, it really can.
And that's where this product is sitting, and it introduces orchestration capabilities, which are very critical to that five stages of data management. And then there's some automation capabilities that are coming. We'll announce some tomorrow in one breakout, and then more so in the future. But that vision is setting the framework for so many capabilities with our products. And I take time to explain those specific examples. You might be wondering, well, how shiny can my silver be, Brad? But the thought is, if you're Aperture Labs, you want your silver very shiny.
Yeah.
And that includes if the main data center blows up, things like that. Now, I hate to talk about bad things like that, but I want to have tools in people's hands that allow them to keep their silver shiny.
The one thing I've noticed from the keynotes today here at Veeamon is that obviously Veeam is known for their backup and recovery capabilities. But what I start to see, and you're even pitching it very well, is that so you take that core capability and Veeam is starting to kind of circle around that to expand out their portfolio. You know, we don't just do backup and recovery anymore. We're starting to do more value-add services like data labs that was talked about today, where OPSEC and security and patch management and all that stuff can be tested robustly in a production-like environment. And so it's interesting to watch this company go from, okay, we mastered this, and now we're bundling. And I'm going to be real curious to see how, obviously it's hopefully going to help you guys revenue-wise, but how you guys continue to expand and become, granted, more of a force in the industry than you are right now.
So, you know, the data lab is very strategic in the sense of that it introduces capabilities you would never expect from a backup company.
Right, that's exactly.
Yeah, and that's where I've gone to security analysts and talked about what the virtual lab, when we called it at the time, is, and they're like, whoa, that's pretty cool. And I'm like, yeah, I know. So we, as an evangelist team, the product strategy team has kind of that evangelist burden. We explain that every day. And, you know, I'll get a whiteboard, I'll draw it up, I'll do a demo effect over there. A lot of the environments for the data lab are using my lab that I set up, and I looked over their shoulder, they're doing okay. They've got an app called Argon Flow, again, element and a noun. Always, that's how I build them. But you know, the thought is I want to unlock people's kind of imagination and introduce that creativity, because you know, when you get your head around these use cases, something like VAO, it becomes, like I said, more than you'd ever expect from a backup company. And the takeaway is, it's like if you think about disaster recovery, anything that's in like a big book with like this much of dust on the top, that when there is a DR plan, people work from that. I could probably automate that workflow.
Interesting.
You know, gone are the days where you show up once a year, get some free pizza for dinner, half of the DR test fails, and you'll promise to fix it for next year. It's not gonna cut it anymore.
No, it's really not. So, especially when the RTOs and RPOs and all that stuff, that's what's separating the companies that are growing from the ones that are shrinking. And as a consumer, you just expect that services are going to be online. You don't my mom doesn't understand downtime or an outage. She just wants to know why her email isn't working. And I can almost guarantee, not every single company, but the C-suite is probably very similar. They don't care why things are down. They don't want to know what happened. They just want it fixed, and they want it fixed fast.
Well, you know, you bring that up as an interesting point. The C-suite is one good example, but you know, you mentioned email. That's an area that we're actually investing in very significantly, and one of those is with Office 365 backup.
Yes.
So, you know, we provide a product now that backs up Office 365, and later this quarter we'll release an update that'll introduce backup of OneDrive.
Yeah, that'll be very interesting. Yeah. I'm curious to see how that actually works.
Yeah, we'll talk about it maybe on the next episode, but short story is it just works. That's our old slogan, I know, but I hated to see that go. But the thought is, you know, whatever the model, on-premises, Exchange, software as a service with Office 365 email, the platform and architecture may change, but a lot of times for organizations, the rules do not. And so we want to ensure that organizations have the full control of their data wherever it may lie. And so that's that's the kind of driving logic behind that product.
Yeah. So let me throw this bone into the whole conversation. We're talking about Office 365. You guys are doing Mailbox right now, and then you're moving into OneDrive and SharePoint.
Yep.
What about Teams? Is there any avenue for Veeam and Teams? Only reason I say that is that Teams has a lot of momentum and Microsoft is putting a lot of marketing effort behind it. And I'm curious if you guys see an avenue into that product.
Well, our tech support team started using it, so now I got Skype for Business and Teams to talk to people.
Congratulations on that nightmare.
But, you know, it's funny that the people that take the time to learn and use Teams generally end up liking it, is what I've seen. So we don't have an announced feature that would translate into a deliverable in the next 6 months at Veeam for Teams support. However, I can tell you that's being researched. And you know, part of it is there with missed conversations that go into email, but it's kind of not really the solution we're aiming for. But yeah, I don't watch this space. I mean, we got to get version 2 out, which will introduce the OneDrive and SharePoint.
You guys got a lot on the agenda already.
And then there's other services in O365 as well, and other SaaS offerings, right? There's other group messaging systems in the SaaS model. There's other cloud apps that we might look at. A lot of requests have come in. We do surveys to help kind of say what does the public want. You know,
sure.
It becomes a data point. You know, there's R&D cycles. There's current expertise in the house. There's market demand, and those become kind of metrics to decide what some of the next moves are. But short answer, if you really want it, bing me on Twitter at Rick Vanover, and I'll chat with you about it.
Yeah, it's interesting only because Office 365 is near and dear to my heart. It's I mean, we write a lot about Microsoft. That is one of their extremely bright spots, 130-ish million paying subscribers. It's a massive revenue driver for them. And they always talk about their ecosystem. And it's interesting to watch you guys, like my worlds are colliding. Not that I didn't talk about Veeam previously, but now it's like, I love writing about Office. And it's like, oh God, here comes Veeam. And it's like, it's gelling up just nicely for the future.
Yeah, and then, you know, the other thing to note about that, just for the listeners or watchers, I guess they are, is that, I'll tell you, I don't remember if we announced it yet, but we're going to have an additional edition of Veeam Backup for Microsoft Office 365, a free edition.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah, so it'll back up to 10 mailboxes for free.
Interesting.
Yeah, just we're seeding the market.
Yeah.
All of our products have always had that freemium model.
Sure.
You know, your first hit is always free, Brad, so. There you go.
I never thought we'd talk about chasing the dragon, but yet.
There you go. It's your gateway. There you go.
Here we are. I'll be curious to see, too, the OneDrive side, because as a company, we use OneDrive. I use OneDrive.
OneDrive powered all the presentations here at Veeam On. That's how we managed them through the process. I used OneDrive for Business, and it was actually for us the easiest way to do a collaborative review. Because when I manage sponsors and the only people here, I'm on the core team at Veeam On that manages the breakouts. And I'm like, okay, the presentations have to come in and they go into this staging folder with OneDrive and the editorial team goes through the text, the PowerPoint engineers.
Absolutely.
We have PowerPoint engineers.
Wow.
They go through the visual part of it. And then the final bit goes here and then the final bit goes out to those Veeam On forums and tours. We did all of that workflow in OneDrive.
I think the title for the show is going to be Chasing the PowerPoint Engineers Live from Veeam On. That is a skill. I mean, it makes sense because you need people who are crazy efficient in PowerPoint.
Yeah, and officially we call it creative services, but I'm kind of uplifting it. They're not just designers.
Yeah.
They're literally PowerPoint
engineers.
They're
building the thing.
They will make presentations look so good. I really value some of those additional services we have at Veeam. Yeah. It just helps make it look better.
So what else is going on here at Veeam On for you guys?
Let's see.
That's a loaded question because there's probably about 10,000 things going on.
You know, the main thing is meeting with customers, meeting with partners, and that is a whole bunch of different types of partners, those alliance partners, those service provider partners. I haven't gotten into some of the reseller partner matters because I'm not usually involved in that. A lot of times people really want to get their head around some of the next capabilities.
Yeah.
I'm also, just off of last week, I was in the island of Sardinia, Italy. We had a global training matter for our internal technical teams.
Why weren't we podcasting from there, Rick? Explain to me why I wasn't there.
Well, the hotel is full. We took up the whole place, so that's why. But you know, so we had some enablement that we had to work with our enablement team on to kind of brain share that. I spent 2 hours yesterday doing that with all the SEs. You know, a lot of times people want to get information around the new products, you know? So Veeam Backup for Microsoft Office 365 is new. Well, it's at 1.5, but the version 2 is coming soon. But in the scheme of things, it's a new product. Veeam Availability Orchestrator is new. The agents have updates, agents for Windows and Linux, and we've announced our agent for AIX and Solaris. I'm surprised, by the way, still a lot of interest for that.
Really?
In the enterprise, yeah.
Yeah, go old or go dead, I guess. I don't.
Yeah, I think that's how it goes. Yeah.
I can't remember the exact phrasing
go
there.
Go big or go home, or
go old or go.
I don't know. Go old or go back, or go old or sit back down in the easy chair. Or something.
Yeah, no
like
kidding.
That. Yeah. Anyways, no. So, you know, it's products. You know, what when we had our very first Veeam on in 2014, did you come to the 2014 or 2015 one in Vegas?
The first one I came to it was in Vegas.
Yeah, so both the first two were in Vegas. And we unveiled in the, I believe it was the 2014 event. I'm getting old. I'm forgetting the dates. But anyways, it was the first of the extra products, right?
Okay.
So we had our backup and replication that, you know, worked for VMware and Hyper-V. Our management products for VMware, Hyper-V, and Veeam. But then we added the agent for Windows, which at the time was called Endpoint. And then we added the agent for Linux. And then we added the... So this portfolio is huge, and it's hard for me to keep up. I've had to scale my team. I know you had Anthony in, who focuses on service providers, right? So it's impossible to keep in this technologist level on every product. So, you know, a lot of times customers and partners are coming here for more information on more products, and my team works very hard to be at the right places for the right reasons at the right times to help everyone here kind of bring up, go forth, and be available.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Is there anything else as we wrap up this edition of the Enterprise Dish? Well, I guess it's your time to dish, Rick.
Dish.
It's the dish.
So we talked about vacations coming up last time, and I mentioned Iceland. And did I talk about Cambodia?
No.
So I'm also going to Cambodia in 2 weeks. So
wow.
Yeah, another training matter internal to Veeam staff. And, you know, Asia is one of my favorite places of the world. And for those of you who don't, you know, haven't been there yet, you should go. I even carry right here in my wallet, Singapore dollars, always to remind me of my favorite place, you know, outside of home, of course.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong, but, you know, I love going to Asia. It's very different, the cuisine, the food. Sometimes you need to take yourself out of your shell a little bit to appreciate different things.
And, oh, absolutely.
You know, I love going to different places and different people and talking to different people and looking forward to Cambodia. I've never been there before.
Yeah. That'll be interesting. We'll be actually curious to see when you get back.
No, it'll be fine. You know, I'll probably, we're taking half of a day to do like a community service matter.
Nice.
I don't know exactly what it is, but we're going to have like 50 software engineers going out to help somebody with something. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, 9 women can't have a baby in a month, but 50 software engineers are going to build a house in a day.
Or maybe it will just, you know, back up the data of it or something. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
We're going to go provide backup services to the local school.
There we go.
They're
something
gonna be
like
super
that.
Super pumped.
Yeah.
Well, Rick, we very much appreciate you taking time, because Rick is very busy, especially at this conference, for taking a little time out to talk about what's going on. Obviously, we are going to continue this each and every month. And if anybody has any questions, Rick, what's the best way to reach out?
It's Twitter, at Rick Vanover, RickVanover. And I check my Twitter feed as often as I can. I'm not as good as this guy here, but, you know, or just even Veeam. There's other people that help out on the Veeam Twitter feed, but Twitter's a great one. Pretty easy to find on the internet otherwise. But, yeah, just shout at me and we'll see what I can get for you.
Perfect. Well, we very much appreciate Rick stopping by and everybody tuning in. And that wraps it up for this episode of the Enterprise Dish.